hello, my name's Lena and I'm the general manager here at Mille Lacs Marketplace, and I'm also a Mille Lacs resident, so I live just down the road.
Tell me how the Mille Lacs organic markets were born.
So they were born earlier this year, and Sashi, one of Darwin Community of Arts board members, and I'm also on the board, introduced me to May, who was another Mille Lacs resident who had wanted to start up a market. So the three of us met, and we were determined to get this market up and running. So that's how it all started. And of course, we wanted to be a bit different to the other markets, because we do see that they have, you know, issues in spaces, and they're packed out, and they don't quite have a styling. And so we wanted to bring and trial out something completely different, and with a focus on organic produce. Yeah.
So why organic?
So organic because last year I did quit sugar, and from the beginning of the year everything processed, and so my taste buds have changed completely, and now I do taste the difference between something that's produced organically and something that's not produced organically and not as fresh. So that's where this idea came about, that we really want to have local produce, which we have, and which is produced organically without pesticides and anything else that's killing us.
How hard was it to find organic suppliers?
So very hard. Yeah. We have our gurus in the organic industry here, which are greenies, and they loved and support our idea and do have some of their produce here, but haven't had the time yet to participate in the six-week trial. Maybe next year they can. And from there we then met Notley Farms, and Thompson's of Litchfield came on board right at the last minute. And then we also had Hugh Organics. So basically we have everybody in Darwin that's producing organic in one spot.
You've had a six-week trial, or this is a six-week trial. How's it going? What's the future looking like?
So it's looking really good. We are absolutely stoked on the community engagement and support. Everyone is loving it. Great feedbacks. They love the space that's in the middle. The opportunity to finally speak to people and neighbours and make friends, and it's not about grabbing dinner and racing away. You can spend an entire evening here listening to the live music, picking up your groceries and going through the arts and crafts stalls.
G'day, my name's Dave Thompson. We've got a farm down in Bachelor. I've been farming there for roughly 30 years. We have gone from being just a conventional veggie farm up until about 5 years ago, and then we've decided to change more into the organic side of things. Over the last 5 years, it's been a slow process for us, but we're getting our head around it. It seems to be going pretty good for us, you know.
Why the change to organic?
It's just something that we've decided to do. We haven't had any pressure into doing it. We've decided that it's a better way to go. Yeah, it's better for the soil, for starters. You get more life out of your soil. You get better produce, and it's safer produce.
And so tell me about the day when, I presume, Lena called you up and said we're after organic farmers.
Yeah, well, Lena's sort of humbugged us there for a little bit, which was good. Sort of got us off our bums, and you know, we decided we have to give it a go. We've never done markets before.
Okay.
So this is the first market we've ever done. It's been a really good turnout, you know. Lena said that you know, we've had a few people come through every week now. It hasn't really dropped off, to say, you know. It's good for the northern suburbs, and yeah, hopefully everyone's enjoying it.
Have you enjoyed the experience?
Been loving it, mate. Yeah. It's been really good. You know, we're meeting new people into the industries. You know, we can come here on a Saturday afternoon, and we can get everything we need from the markets as well. So, yeah, we're absolutely loving the experience.
And so what are your big sellers here at the moment, as I watch a bloke grab a pumpkin with a big smile on his face?
Yeah, pumpkins are good. We've got some really good tomatoes. These tomatoes are actually vine-ripened tomatoes, so they're picked from the vine. Actually, these were picked yesterday, so they're nice and fresh. And we've got some good watermelons, some of the tastiest watermelons in Northern Territory, we've been told. And we've also, you know, got some good kale and stuff like that, which is usually a winter crop, but we seem to be, doing it pretty well this year. So,
yeah. Well, you're the first kale producer up here I've met. Is it an easy crop?
It is fairly easy, actually, so we don't put too much of a price on it. It grows almost like a weed.
Wow.
But, as long as you keep the water up to it and, keep it, give plenty of mulch and some chicken manure and she's a goer.
Wow. Well, there's a big lineup here, so I'll let you get back to it. I appreciate your time on the country out.
No worries. Thanks, mate.